This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and a new author. But first, some tips about good office bathroom etiquette. If possible, put at least one stall between you and any other occupied stall. If there are six stalls and the sixth one is occupied, don't use the fifth one. Don't talk to people who are using the bathroom. While I'm sure it's not true for everyone, some of us like to pretend we're the only ones there. If you talk to people, then that illusion is shattered. If there's an occupied stall, just wash your hands and get out of there so they can finish their business. People usually stash personal stuff under the sinks, so if you find borrowing some of their personal lady products is an absolute necessity, then don't forget to replace it. If you must brush your teeth in the communal bathroom, then be as discreet as possible. You are used to the way you look with toothpaste dripping out of your mouth. The rest of us find it repulsive. If someone is in the bathroom and you can't follow the practice of ignoring them, just don't make eye contact. Be a decent person and let them pretend that they are invisible. Follow these guidelines and everyone's communal toilet experience will be more enjoyable. Michelle Obama and her campaign to get Americans eating better is targeting the s'more. Instead of using a marshmallow and chocolate bar inside two pieces of graham cracker, the First Lady suggests low-fat yogurt and strawberries inside the graham cracker. Another healthier take on the combination is to have a banana and fill the empty half of the peel with a few chocolate chips and tiny marshmallows. Enrique Iglesias taken to an L.A. hospital for treatment after a drone injured his hand during a performance in Tijuana, Mexico. His rep said during the show a drone is used to get crowd shots, and some nights Enrique grabs the drone to give the audience a point-of-view shot. Something went wrong, and he had an accident. Iglesias performed for 30 more minutes as his hand bled badly. He was then rushed to an airport where an ambulance was waiting. From there, he hopped on a plane to L.A. to see a hand specialist. Psychological research suggests that the least productive time of the day is the mid-afternoon right after 3 p.m. Conversely, the most productive time to work is within the first 2 hours after you wake up, because just like your body, your brain gets tired. Psychologists call it decision fatigue. When you make a decision or avoid a temptation, you're using up the supply of mental energy you have for the day, in the same way that you can only lift a weight so many times before your muscles give up on you. Chef Bobby Flay was receiving his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame when someone above was flying an airplane banner calling him a cheater. The banner tethered to an airplane high above Hollywood refers to the allegations in his bitter divorce with estranged wife Stephanie March, who has alleged in legal documents that Bobby cheated on her. No word on who commissioned the plane and the banner. Dr. Ruth accused of suggesting that rape is okay. Sex therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer was plugging her book, The Doctor Is In, Dr. Ruth on Love, Life, and Joie de Vie on the Diane Rehm Show, and she said that people can't change their minds once their partner is aroused. Dr. Ruth expressed her views about consent, saying, "I know it's controversial, but for the program, I'm going to stand up and be counted and, like in my book, be very honest." The therapist, when questioned later, said she stood by her opinion and her beliefs. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was caught on camera again getting a little handsy with some young women. A sports blogger received a few pictures of Jones with two women. One photo had the woman on his lap and he was grabbing her butt. This is the second time in a year that pictures of the married Jones getting handsy with young women had hit the internet. An Iowa woman whose boyfriend proposed to her at her sister's wedding defended the move, saying it was her idea. A picture of the proposal was uploaded to Reddit on Monday under the headline, "Any Girl's Wedding Nightmare." The post attracted more than 1,500 comments, mostly shaming the guy. But the woman says that it was her sister's idea and her fiancé didn't want to do it, but the bride said it would make the day even better. Two fast food workers in Washington State fired after trading hamburgers and fries for marijuana with a customer. The customer took a video of the employees taking a hit on his pipe. The incident happened last month, but the video wasn't posted on YouTube until a few weeks ago. The employees had worked at the restaurant since 2012. Jay-Z's Tidal could lose Beyoncé's catalog if he can't reach a deal with Sony. Jay-Z's music streaming service, Tidal, could lose all of Beyoncé's music if the company can't come to a royalties agreement with Sony. Tidal has come to an agreement with Warner, but hasn't reached a deal with Sony, who has rights to Beyoncé's catalog. Tidal was counting on help from Sprint to help pay Sony and Warner, but Sprint says it hasn't made a financial investment in the service. The service currently has 900,000 users, but it's possible many of them will cancel after their free trials expire. Chris Harrison is the longtime host of the Bachelor and Bachelorette series. Now he's out with his first novel, The Perfect Letter, which may have some of the characteristics of his two shows.
No, definitely. Yeah, I mean, the story itself has nothing to do with The Bachelor, Bachelorette, or any characters. But obviously, the things I've learned over 13 years have bled into this romance novel that's essentially based around this love triangle. It is my first attempt, and as painful as it was, maybe my last. No, I learned a lot, and I loved it. The whole process was great, and honestly, it's been going on for the better part of 2 or 3 years of getting the idea down and actually writing this book. It's a very arduous journey, I guess it has been, but I loved getting this story out there, and I think it's a great read. It's a good summer read, very easy, and I really wanted something that, I know all the moms in my neighborhood, they pick up books and then you have 5 minutes during soccer practice, or 10 minutes while you're cooking dinner, or you get to close the door when you're in the John and you have 2 seconds to pick up a book. That's this book. It's just a great, easy summer read, and the same romance and drama and intrigue that you love on The Bachelor are in these pages.
Well, won't you love it when you're on a beach somewhere and you look over to the next chaise lounge and there's somebody reading your book?
That is my dream. That is truly my dream. If I see that, then I'm done. I'm made. And there will be a selfie involved, of course, but then I'm done.
Yeah, well, if it were me, I would bring extra copies of my book and hand them out and then make sure that it happens.
You're my new publicist. You're going to be traveling with me to beaches everywhere.
Good luck with it.
I appreciate it. No, it's been good. And I love the story itself, and it was fun to look, we all have seen this time and time again, and me maybe more so than anybody, is that love triangle where there's that guy that he's perfect on paper, and even your friends say he's great, you'd be a fool to not marry him, and then there's that guy, though, you just can't get out of your life, and that's, my main character, Lee Merrill, as she comes back to Texas to deal with, her first true love, and to deal with this love triangle. It's that is the base of the story. That is where I'm from. Born and raised in Texas, and I grew up in Dallas, Texas, but lived all over and traveled all over, and I've always loved Austin, and that's where the main story is set. I find it just a fascinating city and very romantic, and so that was the easiest decision as soon as I decided to write a book, is that it would be set, the first one would be set in Texas.
Yeah, and of course Austin is known as the city of live music. Is there music involved?
Definitely. Well, then that's the thing too, that it's funny when you're writing a book of how personal you want to make it, how many little references, and when you're writing about specific cities, I was careful not to name real restaurants, but they are based on restaurants I've been to and dates I've been on, and it was a very gray area, but in there's one date in particular, there's a couple little references to music playing, and they're personal touches that if you pay attention you might get it, if not you'll gloss over it.
So will there be a second novel, Chris?
I mean, that's the hope, but yeah, we're already talking about doing another one, because this one so far has been received very well and reviews have been great and people that are reading it seem to love it, and so I would love to make this a regular thing, keep doing The Bachelor and Bachelorette. That's my baby. I'm not leaving. But this is a great extension. It's a good extension of the brand, as I'd like to say.
Well, we just gave away some passes for some of our listeners to get on the front of the contestant line for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That's something new that you've added to your resume.
Right. And game show host. This one was, I didn't see coming. The book has been a work in progress, but ABC called me not too long ago, just a couple months ago, and said, is there any way we could carve out time to bring you in as the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the daytime version of the show? And they really want to take it back to the old school days when Regis and Meredith were doing it. The old school rules, kind of the more the drama of entering that arena. I don't know if you remember when the primetime version was on. I definitely was a fan. And that I loved. I love the show, and I love the old rules, and that's what we're taking it back to. So I'm going to do that this summer, and I think the shows that I shoot will start airing after Labor Day in September. I'm really excited about doing that.
All right, so what's next for The Bachelor or Bachelorette? Which one's up next?
Bachelorette starts tonight. We have a two-night premiere, Monday and Tuesday night, with Britt and Caitlin. We start with two bachelorettes, but very quickly there's a vote, and then the guys will send one of the ladies home, and then we will change the dynamic quickly, and then the girl takes over.
You've heard criticism of these shows, exploiting the people and their, mm-hmm. Their misadventures with love leading up to the show. How do you talk about the show when people want to criticize it?
I mean, after 13 years, of course, but I love the show. I think that this show has forced and has created so much debate, so much talk. And it's because it's a very simple concept, but it pushes so many good social issues of, you know, women in power, guys in power. Just so many dynamics that we can all relate to. And that's the great thing about the show, is that it's the one currency that no matter where I go in the world, religion, race, economic status, it doesn't matter. Companionship, love, romance works. And again, that's why I went into the romance novel, you know, business, is because it's the one thing that everybody can relate to. And I think it's why The Bachelor's been so, you know, controversial, so good, so talked about, and why it works for 13 years.
All right. Terrific. Well, good luck on the Bachelorette. Good luck with the book. It's called The Perfect Letter. The first novel from Chris Harrison, now author, added to all the other things that you do.
Appreciate it, guys.
With Chris Harrison of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.